So the orientation talk is a little bit different this year. It will be in the form of a game show based on the NPR very famous game show called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, though in fact the name of it is called So You Think You Know Winnie. So what I would like to do, since it's the, most of you know all this, but the new folks may not know all of this, we're going to need three teams, and we're going to need these teams of new campers and their invited guests to just sit in this front row. So if you're a new camper and you're in, and I should tell you that you're not going to be put on the spot. In fact, I wouldn't expect you to know all the answers, but you will be learning things as the answers are given. So if you're a new camper or are just feeling new, come on and sit in the front row and bring someone with you who you think could answer some questions about Winnie. You would almost think that Dana and I had talked about all this music. If you thought that, you'd be completely wrong. Thank you, Dana. Okay, so we have three very even teams. We've got Burns and his son, helped by Don Crawl. Don, wake up, come on. You're on their team. Who else is gonna help them? Over here, we have this mammoth middle team. Oh, and Alan and Val. Now, I have on good authority, Margaret and Clive said, make sure you put them in the front row. We Skyped with them on Sunday and said, okay, well. All right, and then over here, are we a team? Are you a team? Okay. All right. So, we have our teams. We have team number one. We have team... really big team here in the middle and this little paltry team over here. If you want to, Sue, and you could move over. That would be maybe slightly more fair. Okay. So before I explain the rules, I'm going to give you a one paragraph. You might be wondering the very origins of Winnie. Of this particular camp, so I'm going to tell you in one paragraph. After the very first camp was in Minnesota called Coronas at a lake called, strangely enough, Lake Coronas. And Glenn Clark, the founder of CFO, was invited by, so after the fourth Coronas, no, that's not four Coronas, that's the fourth Coronas. Glenn was invited by Dr. and Mrs. Arthur Holt of Chicago, who had attended Coronas to come to their summer place in Georgetown, Maine, to talk for several days to friends in the summer community there. They asked Glenn to come and hold a full-fledged CFO at Harpswell, Maine, the following year, and from its very beginning, this camp, actually I didn't know that part, but this camp has proved to be very strong, so strong that it moved to Star Island, which is in New Hampshire, and a few of us have been out to Star Island, and that was the original New Hampshire CFO, and then during World War II, all of the islands were off limits to civilians, and so the camp moved here in 1942, where we still meet today. So it's time to play. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Great, that's great. It's time to play So You Think You Know Winnie. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Dana. So would you like to know the rules of the game? The rules of the game are very simple. Each team has a mix of new campers and experienced campers, at least we hope, who will tackle the tough questions together. Each team will have 5 seconds, or whenever we feel like it, to answer from a list of three possible and almost equally correct answers. The team that scores the most points at the end of the show will win our fabulous prize. Dinty Moore's voice on your home answering machine. That's right. Dinty Moore will give your answering message. Okay. And for those of you who don't know Dinty Moore is the host of Stunt Night. Comes on Wednesday, usually just in time for the barbecue, and leaves shortly thereafter the square dance. And Dinty has a very distinctive voice, probably not as good as my voice, but and I could do your answering machine if you really wanted. Okay, we're ready to play. The CFO day is comprised of many activities, going from the introspective sedentary activities to the more active parts of the day. Think of it as taking in spiritual energy and then releasing it throughout the day. Our game show will take you through a typical day at Winnie CFO. Here's our first question, and this is for team number one. What is morning meditation? Is it A, a place to hang out in the early morning on a wet bench with family and friends while pretending to stay awake? Is it B, a place to hear bird songs while sitting on a wet bench with family and friends while pretending to stay awake? Or is it C, a place to start your day off listening to what God has to say through a meditation either led by a camper or silently? I forgot we have two rows of participants here in Team A. That's right. It is, and of course, the correct answer is C, so congratulations. I told you this would be hard. So, morning meditation is the way we start our CFO day with personal direct contact with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is that Ann Crawl answering? Did you want to be on a team? I gave you a chance to be on a team, and you said you didn't want to be on a team, so you don't get to participate. We do actually have security. Okay. So we... Okay. Now, this is supposed to be the serious part of the thing, okay? We practice and learn, be still, and know that I am God. As individuals, we join as a group to focus God's love into the camp day and program. Morning meditation is either led by a person at the stone pulpit, or it is a silent one here in the meeting house. If it is raining, or any of those other inclement things that Peter Claypool talked about, if it is raining or any of those other things, the outdoor meditation will be held inside here at the meeting house. Thank you. Okay, number two for team two here in the middle. After our breakfast, we head back here for singing and the morning talk. Why do we sing at Winnie? Is it A, to lift the spirit of the group into oneness and to prepare the group to hear the speaker? Is it B, to drown out Jack Stebbins, who always sings at 110 decibels? Or is it C, to get our money's worth after buying the blue songbooks at steep prices? You can talk amongst yourselves. Dana. What is your correct answer? Did you say it was... I'm so sorry, the correct answer is A. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. You did say D, and that's not one of the choices. I'm so sorry. Glenn Harding was the first song leader. Singing was the answer to Glenn Clark's question of how could they gather together the threads of the lives of so many different people who are all nearly strangers to one another and blend them together to make them one. The minute Glenn Harding rose to sing in that first camp, he, Glenn Clark, had the answer. This is the part of the day where there is an outward flow of spiritual energy. I don't know how you could get that wrong. Okay. Group three. Speaking leaders, what's up with them? Okay, is the answer A? Look, we paid big money for Alan to fly across the pond, so we might as well hear him say something. Is it B? To share and teach about their prayer lives and share principles of kingdom living that have a personal meaning? Or is it C? Byrne's story about the garlic bread at communion was just too good and we had to hear it again. Thought we'd forget? Don't think so. And you have an answer, team three? The correct answer is, in fact, B. Speaking leaders share the story of what God has done and is doing in their lives. CFO speakers are unique as they are campers first, and their talks are part of the greater camp experience. This is a quote here from Glenn Clark. CFO can furnish the experience of inner wholeness and prepare the spirit, but it does not pretend to furnish the technical training in methods and skills by which the problems are to be overcome. In other words, it does not provide the form. Both are necessary, but the form cannot come until the spirit is prepared. One of the early speakers was Frank Laubach, a man who had taught billions to read. If we listen to Glenn Clark's description of one of Frank's talks, we might catch a glimpse of the power behind those first camps. This is a quote, another quote from Glenn. This is about Frank. Leaning across the pulpit with hands folded, he speaks softly. I have been hungry for the last few days to get with a small group, just like you, that believes in prayer. Our Lord has so few to follow his thoughts through with him. If we become more like him, then the circle will reach around the world. Make us bigger in the circle of our praying, love, interest, and thought. We have an ever-growing confidence through the experience because prayer, when we are honest and willing to be used, is the mightiest power in the world. If we follow through prayer with our lives, we are then irresistible. If we open up to him, open the center of ourselves out to him, and if we open ourselves down and out to the world, then we let him flow through. Then and only then do we become channels. Otherwise, we are mere trickles of power and sacrifice. During the talk, we are taking in spiritual energy. So after our first round, we have 1 point for team one, none for team two, almost unbelievably, and 1 point for team three. Congratulations. So children preschool through age 9 or 10 meet in their own groups during this time of the morning talk. Parents of younger children sometimes organize shared babysitting. Youths age 11 and up attend the talks. That's pretty much what you already knew anyway. So back to team one. Question four, what are rhythms? Yes. Okay. Is it A, some crazy California idea that Denby foisted on us? Because you know those crazy California camps. Yeah, free range. Okay. Is it B, we stand in a circle singing and moving about, and it's our kumbaya moment? Or is it C, we learn to pray with the body by incorporating spiritual principles into movement? Want to take a stab, Denby? C. And the correct answer is C. Yay! That's right. Rhythms were created so we could experience God within us, God between us, and God among us. We release a sense of play, freeing the part of us that is childlike to experience fun and laughter. Another discovery made at the camp farthest out was that to truly pray, to pray with the greatest abandon and with all one's power, one should pray with all one's being, For this reason, it was early discovered that if there was to be any technique of prayer, it must be a technique that would include one's body, as well as one's mind and one's soul. Denby did not say that. Through rhythms, we honor the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. As we let go in the physical, we allow the spirit to fill us with vitality, releasing a sense of play and freeing the part of us that is childlike to experience the kingdom. Some of you remember Alice Kraft, right? Alice Kraft led the first rhythms, where according to Glenn Clark, and there's a song, I guess it goes with this, she spread blessings to the right and blessings to the left and led us kneeling before the altars of God. Anyone remember? You get extra credit if you actually know the song, because I don't. I believe my wife knows the song. No, that's not it. This. Okay, so this has an outward flow of spiritual energy. Okay, are we ready, team two? You are ready. Arden says she's ready. Arden's team. I don't know why suddenly it became Arden's team, but it did. What are creatives? I'm so sorry, let me give you the choices first. Is it A, practicing the co-creating with God through writing or art as a form of listening prayer? Is it B, a place where if you like to make a mess, this is the place for you? Is it C, a place where you can finally make that bust of Ian Adamson you've always wanted? So you have A, B, or C. What do you think? And of course, the correct answer is, did she say A? I thought she said D. A, it is, you did say D, but of course the answer is A. A time to express what we are receiving from God. I don't think so. This expression can take many forms. In the very first camps, there were only two creatives, writing and art. Well, there pretty much still are basically writing and art. We do have singing here at Winnie. And Clark said, the writing hour is one of the most inspiring hours at camp. He also tells about the first camp at Cronus, where the leader told them that the group had access to the same three sources of originality that Wordsworth, Dickens, and Shakespeare had. Our memories, our prejudices, and our convictions. I don't know if he mentioned Emerson, however. Possibly he mentioned Emerson, though I'm not sure. So be true to your own personality. Dip into these three reservoirs honestly and sincerely, and you can't help but be original. In the ebb and flow of camp, this is an outward flow of energy. There is visual expression, which is downstairs, which is collage, watercolor, finger paint, clay. There is singing right here in the meeting house. And there are two groups of writing, which Don told you about. Do we want to know where those are, or do we want just people to wander about? Where is one of the groups? Side porch of the inn. Yes. Caitlin, where is your group going to meet? They haven't told her. Okay. Okay. Very good, then. This is not a question, this is a small segue. After creatives, we have a lunch, or sometimes called adventures in fine dining. Whatever was left over from the previous meal will somehow magically make its way into the next meal. Don't forget the coffee-flavored syrup, water. Maybe this is an outward experience. It all depends on what you had for lunch and how quickly you can get to the bathroom. After lunch, we have horizontal hour. Are you ready for your next question, team three? Great. Why is lying down part of the program? Why is lying down, horizontal hour, part of the program? Is it A, let's face it, you stayed up all night catching up with friends and you haven't seen in a year, and now you are dog tired and ready for a nap? Is it B, to rest the body and allow God to work within us to assimilate the experience of the day? Or is it C? You know you can't wait to get to that sleep number bed, set to your exact firmness by the GPC staff in advance that is waiting for you in your cabin. It's the part of the day you've been looking forward to the most. And you'd have to know, like, what is your sleep number? Because it's none of my business what it is. So, is it A, B, or C? Did you have an answer? Did you say B? Okay, thank you. Well, B is correct. You expend a lot of spiritual energy here at camp, and you need the rest. It is one of the inward experiences of the day. This hour helps maintain balance in the day's activity. The next part of the day is recreation time. You can pretty much guess why it is important to have some fun and go down to the lake or go for a walk. It's fun, and fun is fun. There are also tennis courts. Did you know that there are clay tennis courts here at GPC? Very unusual clay tennis courts. You don't see that very often. And you can borrow rackets, and they might even lend you a ball or two. This time is definitely an outward flow of energy. At 4 p.m., we have prayer preparation. Prayer preparation is led by our prayer host, Ray Kennison. Prayer prep is a led preparation anticipation for our prayer groups. This time of centering and reflection is open to all, not just prayer group leaders. But the highest art of living consists of making prayer and a natural and continual expression toward God that also works itself into the muscles and the mind processes. Every act of our daily lives reflects the love and joy of Christ's presence. So after this, we go to our prayer groups. We're back to group number one. Prayer groups. So what are they exactly? Is it A, Dawn? Another semi-horizontal aura where you hope you don't snore too loudly. Is it B, Ian, a place where everyone talks and talks, and maybe someone talks more than other people talk, and you get to hear every detail of that person's life? Or is it C, a place where we can share God's presence together? What? C? What about that second row? C? Think it's C? You're right, it's C. Prayer groups are considered the most important part of the CFO day. Here we experience letting go and listening for God's guidance, either in a led group or in a silent group. These groups remain together for the week. In groups, we practice the principles of answered prayer, some of which are relinquishment, forgiveness, trust in God, surrender, joyous expectancy, the power of agreement, and learning that our lives are in God's hands. This is an inward flow of spiritual energy. After prayer groups, we have our evening meal, or Adventures in Fine Dining, Part 2, or Part 3, depending. Following this, we have more singing and evening talk. To end the day, we like a bit of afterglow. Just outside the meeting house, there is a sumptuous spread of homemade delights and something to wash it down with. After that, it's off to bed with you because it all begins again the next day. There are some special events at Winnie, too. On Wednesday night, we have stunt night. Here is where we take all the built-up energy we have accumulated and release it into the vapors in the form of stunts and skits. Most of these are parodies of the speaking leaders. I guess I've already started that. You can also do some part of camp, the camp day. The chairperson is always a fun target, I've always felt. I would do that. And if you need some ideas for those stunts, just come and see me. I've already got one worked up for Dawn. Okay. You can see me later on, and I can tell you more about it, along with all the information about the elusive Dinty Moore, who is the MC for the night. Following stunt night, we also have a square dance with live fiddlers and a live caller. This will be right here in the meeting house unless we decide to move it somewhere else. Another special event is the blessing service, letters to God, and a world prayer broadcast at the end of the week where we all take the blessings that we have taken in here at camp and release them to the world in the form of prayer. So, to determine the winner of our grand prize, which is, of course, is Dinty's voice on your cell phone message machine, we'll play a lightning round. The rules of this are a bit different. Your team will get a point for each correct answer after you answer a series of fast-paced questions. Are you ready? So we're at team two. Oh. Yep. What is the name of our chairperson? Quickly. Is it lightning round? Thank you. It is the lightning round. It's not sit and think about it round. You do. Thank you. What is the name of our treasurer? Thank you. That's just Arden answering. What is the name of our registrar? Arden is correct. And her last name is? The full point. Anderson, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. Name a past chairperson. Okay. All right, so you get 4 points. You got all four correct. Team three, are you ready? Here's your lightning round. What is the name of our rhythms leader? Thank you. What is the name of our stunt night host? What is the name of our creative writing leader? Or a creative writing leader? What? Yeah, you're not in their team. You're not on their team. Caitlin is correct. And would you like to go for the other one? Thank you. Name a past chairperson besides me. Thank you. 4 points. This is it. Team one. What night do we have square dance? Thank you. On the way to the beach, what is the word written on a rock? You are, ooh, that was a good one. What time does morning meditation begin? Oh my goodness. Name yet another chairperson besides. Okay. Now, in order to test your creativity and to determine the ultimate winner, each team will get to come up with a caption for the photo you're about to see. After each team has given us their caption, the audience will applaud, not when they give it. After all three have done it, thank you. So you do have to listen. This is a slightly subjective part of the evening, and you have to caption this. You ready? All right. Have a look at that. Are you looking? It's slightly disorientating, I know. Since I'm the one who took the picture, I actually do know. Are you ready for the? Okay, so you can. Yeah, I will give you a small amount of time to come up with a. You can come up with a caption amongst yourselves. Thank you, Dana. Isn't he great? He's no Carl Castle, but he's pretty close. All right, where did we... Is it you? Okay, yes, go ahead. Yeah, it doesn't matter, actually. Which way to the beach? Okay, team two. Go ahead. This spot right there. And team three. Say it again. Apparently. Apparently we need more coffee flavored syrup water. Okay, so the audience has heard all those. So, okay, now wait. You can't applaud for everybody, okay? So, we're going to applaud for group number one, and Dana is going to use our applause-o-meter. Are you ready? Okay. So, how about team one? Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, Team 2's answer. And Team 3's answer. I believe the team that wins the ultimate challenge is, in fact, Team 1. Congratulations! Thanks for playing So You Think You Know Winnie. Lastly, before we end, I have to tell you again, because Dana's making me, that there is loads of information in the CFO handbook. Thank you, and come see Dinty on Wednesday to get your answering machine message.